good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm going to talk about letting things go, being more successful on this journey we call life, and actually accepting the power that we have in this lifetime. You know, I find more often than not, we have a tendency of giving away our power, feeling negative about ourselves, devaluing ourselves, and resenting situations in the past that have caused us great pain. And on this show today, I really want to acknowledge these feelings, but I want to get past the acknowledgement. I want to explain why we feel it, but even past that, I want to offer some solutions to what needs to be done to overcome this adversity, some of which that is placed from other people, other of which is placed by ourselves, and offer up a new sense of reality to create an amazing moment, an amazing present moment, an amazing future. We all owe it to ourselves to do what's right by ourselves. We owe it to ourselves to respect ourselves, to really be as successful as we possibly can in every aspect. And when I discuss success, I'm not just talking about money, wealth, cars, home. I'm talking about the success in our relationships, success in our marriage, success in our friendship, at our work, in our environment with our kids, our family, everything. Because in order to be truly successful, we must be successful in every area of our life. We can't compartmentalize anger, resentment, fear. It just isn't compartmentalizable, I guess, you know? I guess that's a new word that I just created today, because you can't compartmentalize those types of things. What happens is the fear and the anger and the pain that we're dealing with ends up eroding all the good stuff in our life. And I know that many of you out there have gone through challenges within your life, challenges with your family, challenges with your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, maybe your ex-wife, your ex-husband, your current wife, your current husband, your kids, whatever it is. We've dealt with stuff that we've had to figure out how to deal with. We've had to figure out how to cope with it and do the best we can. But for many of us, a lot of that stuff that we're dealing with, we haven't let go of. Some of us are overwhelmed by it, wondering, have we done the right thing? Did we do what we could? Some of us are angry, and we have some resentment on the way and how other people have treated us in our life. And I'm here to tell you, first and foremost, for many of you, things that were done to your life was not healthy. The things that people did to you wasn't right. And I'm here to tell you that right now, because I think a lot of times in life people say, hey, just get up, just rub some dirt on it, just deal with it. It's life, man. Bad things happen. So, you know, there's just bad people out there, so let it go. And that's not the way that I deal with things. First of all, we have to point out the fact that a lot of the stuff that's been done to you is not right, first and foremost. It's not right for many reasons. It wasn't healthy, it wasn't considerate, it wasn't loving, and the list goes on. But we can't stay there and wallow in that. Because when we wallow in that, we never get any closure. When we wallow in that, we never get better. We're still looking at the issue that took place 5, 10, 20 years ago, for some of you recent. And when we look at that, we're not getting any clarity to overcome that situation. And so one of the things that I ask you to do today, because this, I recently went through a cleansing process. I went through a deep meditation where I was able to let go of my resentments, my anger, my frustration with situations, people, and situations. And I think many of you out there have some frustration, some anger, resentment, and pain with some situations and people out there. Okay, it's not really that hard to figure out, right? I think many of us are dealing with it. I think most of us are dealing with it. And so what I realized is that all that stuff wasn't helping me do anything. If anything, it was making me feel as though I didn't have as much power as I had. It was making me devalue myself. It was making me find problems in self that really didn't exist. It was also making me believe that everybody's like that, that people are going to put you down, or they're not going to follow through, or they're going to do something hurtful, and so you better watch out. And so there you are basically safeguarding yourself in many situations where you don't need to be. I find it very interesting, especially about resentment, and especially about things that took place in the past. I know that many of you listening right now to this show say, you know what, I was done wrong by a family member or a very close friend. And it was very hard, and I still haven't gotten over it because of the pain. And I understand where you are, and I feel you. I feel your pain. Okay, I'm there with you in this. And we're going to walk through this today because this is some powerful stuff here that we need to talk about in our life. This is the stuff that, you know, people talk about revenge. You know, people talk about, you know, getting back at someone. People talk at blocking people. I'm going to block them. I'm going to cut them out of my social media. I'm going to cut them off my phone. I'm going to block their phone number. I'm going to block their email. I'm going to block everything, okay? That's all fine and dandy. But there comes a time that we got to be adults here. And there comes a time when we got to watch out and safeguard for ourselves, because you and I both know that if somebody does you really wrong, and instead of having that conversation and dealing with it the way you need to deal with it, and instead all you do is block them, you have no closure whatsoever. And some of that's okay, because some of the things that's happened to you, you're not ever going to get closure with that person. You got to create that closure within you. And if you're waiting for that other person to step up to the plate and provide you closure, you might be waiting forever. And I'm not telling you that that's right. It is wrong that they don't step up to the plate and apologize and do the right thing, okay? In no way am I saying what they did is right. I'm saying it's wrong. They are wrong for what they did. However, we literally misplace our power when we wait for someone else to basically, as we see it, give our power back. Because oftentimes what's happening here, and somebody does something to us that devalues us, okay? Steals from us, cheats on us, you know, makes fun of us, does something to really hurt us, and we're left holding the bag. And it's like they go on their merry way doing their own thing, right? Like nothing's gotten to them because they're the one that hurt you. But you're the one out of closure. You're the one that's in pain. You're the one thinking about it all the time. Okay, and really think about that. Is that right? That somebody does you wrong, and instead of them feeling bad and taking care of it, that you're just feeling bad? You're putting more anger and fear, a little more resentment toward them, resentment for even knowing them. I mean, how often have you got into a relationship where things didn't work out well? They didn't work out well at all. And instead of saying, okay, well, that was a learning situation. Okay, what did I learn from this? You know, what did I learn from this? What did I take from it? Instead of that, well, that was the biggest waste of a year of my life. I'm never going to get that time back. I wasted all that time on that person. I can't believe I wasted my life on this BS. When in reality, we need to step back and say, well, this was a learning experience that apparently we had to go through because we chose to go through it. What did we learn from this experience, okay? What did we learn about that person? But more so, what did we learn about ourselves? Because every relationship we have is not about learning about the other person. Every relationship that we've ever had is about learning about ourselves. It's about learning who we are, okay? What are we up to? What do we want in our life? What do we not want in our life? What upsets us? What doesn't upset us? All those things. What do we value? How valuable are we? Do we deserve to be loved? Do we not deserve to be loved? Do you think about this stuff? And the thing is we begin to realize that, yes, indeed, we definitely deserve to be loved. But if we do, we got to figure out how to do that with ourselves first. We can't look to any relationship to give us something that we don't have within ourselves. Okay? You just can't. It's like looking for something that you've never seen before and spotting it. If you've never seen it, you're not going to know what you're looking for and you're not going to find it. It's just that easy. But once you have figured it out and once you have seen it, you see it all the time. right? It's like seeing a new car, on TV, and you go, wow, that's a good-looking car. I didn't even know they made those cars. And then the next thing you know, the next few weeks, you're driving around, going to work and back, and you see a million of those cars. You've never seen one of those cars before, but ever since you saw the ad, you see all these cars. And why is that? Because you're aware of it now. Okay, you're aware of it now. It's the same thing as self-love. It's the same thing as self-respect. It's the same thing as doing right by yourself. You can't expect someone to do that for you if you haven't already done it for you. And so on this show today, we're going to really be talking about letting go of this resentment, letting go of this fear, and really providing an environment for success. Because you know what? You owe it to yourself to get the most out of this life as possible. And I'm here to help you do that as we walk together side by side down the road of motivation, success, and clarity. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I'm learning to fly. Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about letting go, being more successful on this journey in life. You know, accepting your power and not giving it away. I mean, how often do we give our power away? We're upset with something, we get angry, we lose our temper, we feel devalued in a situation, we feel lesser than, we have low self-esteem. We choose to shoot ourselves in the foot, metaphorically, because we feel as though we're not good enough. And I find it interesting because a lot of times the adversities that we deal with in our life, more than not, are self-imposed. They're self-imposed adversities that cause great pain and suffering in our day-to-day life. And many of these self-imposed adversities began with somebody doing something to us that was wrong, okay? I'm the first one to tell you. And I have a lot of clients that really thank me for it because a lot of people have not been told that some of the stuff that happened to them is wrong, okay? And a lot of it is. But we don't want to dwell on how wrong it is. Instead, we want to begin to let it go. We want to really focus on how to let go of the stuff that happened in our past, okay, to fortify a successful future that's not built on a devalued self. I know that when I was growing up and through my teens and 20s, I had a low self-esteem, a low self-worth, and I devalued myself based on a health condition that I've had my whole life because I didn't believe that I was worthy. I felt everybody else was healthy and I wasn't. I didn't realize the complications of life, and I didn't realize how this really all works because when you're a kid and you're growing up, you don't really realize the health of most people. And because you feel alone, you don't have a lot of people to talk to, you begin to feel like you're kind of like the one person out. And I know many of you who've gone through this, whether it's health or abuse or what it is that you've been through in your life. But it causes us to have great pain and suffering, and we devalue ourselves. And that devaluation goes into our adulthood, through our life, into our marriage, in with our spouses, in with our boss, with our kid, everything. And it becomes a defunct situation. It doesn't offer us any clarity or support, actually quite the opposite. And we actually begin to lose out, and it creates obstacles because we begin to see other people as being on not good, not our friends, not there for us because in the past, somebody has done us wrong. And I've realized that in order to really be successful this lifetime, we've got to let go of the past injustices that have come our way, okay? And all of us have them. And you know, to be quite frank with you, everybody, no matter how wonderful you are, has caused somebody to feel resentful somehow. And so we've got to get right with us and clean the slate. In the last few days, I did an amazing meditation where I cleaned slate, got rid of resentment. And it was deep. It was deep, and I had to let go of a lot of old school thoughts. And I realized that in order to let this go, I had to forgive myself for being in the situation. Okay, because a lot of us, when we get into a bad relationship, quote bad, end quote bad, whatever, because there's no bad or good relationship, right? There really is no bad or good. There just isn't. We can't really quantify or qualify anything bad or good. But let's just say we were in a very stressful overwhelming, emotionally taxing relationship. Okay. So be it. A lot of times in those situations, we get angry. We try to figure out what's wrong with the other person. We read up all the self-help books we can on that other person, and we don't think about ourselves. And I recently did a video on YouTube about that. If you go to YouTube, just go to Google YouTube, YouTube, and look up Ashley Burgess, Ashley Burgess, and you'll find some videos that I've recently done. And I put up a new video actually every single week, new video content, and I think it's helpful, and a lot of people find it very helpful because it really reminds many of you of the journey, but also there'll be some stuff that you learn and some stuff reminded. But, you know, I figured that, you know, in order to really step into our future, we have to let go of our past. We can't have one, you know, one leg in the past and trying to move forward because it just doesn't happen that way. But I found in these relationships that have caused us great pain, we have to look at the lesson being learned. What is the lesson that we've learned? What can we learn from the situation? Instead of saying, well, that was a waste of freaking a year of my life that I'll never get back. For some of you, that was a total waste of 5 years of my life that I'll never get back. Instead of looking at it like that, what did I learn from the situation? But better yet, why was I in the situation? Because the reason why I was in it was because I needed to learn something. If I didn't need to learn something, I wouldn't have been in this relationship to begin with. Do you understand? Okay. We only put ourselves in trials and tribulations when we have to learn from the trials and tribulations. Once we've already learned those trials and tribulations, we will get tested again. You will get tested again, the same trial and tribulation, but you can easily overcome it. Once you overcome that, usually the same trial and tribulation doesn't overcome it unless it's like a major karma thing that you're dealing with, and you might have to deal with it again. And what I mean by that is, when we have these cycles that we haven't dealt with in our life and the cycles directly relate to our self-esteem and our self-worth and we don't do what's right for our self-esteem or our self-worth, what happens is that lesson comes back again because the universe is trying to figure out, do you actually care about yourself and will you do what's right to take care of yourself? Let's try it. Let's see if he'll do it again or she'll do it again. Okay, she passed the test. Let's try it one more time. Okay, because once you've already gotten through that and you know your value and you understand who you are and the power that you have and the love that you have within you, you will not be tested again on those things. And then therefore, you will not be in those relationships that cause you great stress and problematic situations. And so if you have been in a situation like that recently, if you're currently in that situation now, if you just got out of that situation, if you're still mourning the situation, it's time to begin to look at the learning lessons for you. So stop reading all the self-help books on what you think your partner had. Yeah, it's not going to help you. Learning about who they are, it's over. It's done. It's time to learn who you are. Again, it was another way of avoiding learning who you are. Okay? We have a tendency of avoiding learning who we are because we don't really want to deal with ourselves. Because in the end, the hardest relationship to learn and to understand is ourselves. That's why people have epiphanies on their deathbed because they realize there was a lot of work they could have done about themselves while they were living, but unfortunately, they didn't do the work while they were alive. And that's a big thing in this time and place. I know that life is very fast, and a lot of people want the fast food psychology, the fast food therapy, but it's not working. The only way to really get to know yourself is to work with somebody that understands that. That's what I do for a living. I help people understand who they are and find the best version of them, period, in a story. And that's when all of a sudden things start to make sense. And so a lot of times in these situations when someone's done us wrong, taken advantage of us, stolen from us, hurt us, whatever it is, we have resentment and anger and fear. And that's normal. And it's normal to feel anger. Anger is a normal response. But anger itself is not really a real response. Anger itself is not really a real feeling. Anger is just a byproduct of feeling sad, feeling bad, not feeling happy, and not understanding oneself. Anger is a byproduct of sadness. Anger is a byproduct. It's not really anger. It's anger is the thing that we say we are. We're angry. We're upset. We're, you know, we're or, you know, we peed off, whatever it is, right? We get angry about that kind of stuff, right? And that's, I mean, come on. I mean, isn't that really a hiding? Isn't that a veil to hide from? We feel sad. We feel hurt. We feel beaten down. We feel brought down, right? And we feel devalued. That's why we feel angry. Okay? That's why we feel angry. So it's time to really investigate those situations in the past that have caused us great anger. Because those things, when we get down to that, will help us to understand who we are, and we'll begin to learn exactly who we are through dealing with these situations head on. If we have been devalued in a situation in a past relationship, really acknowledging that and seeing how we were devalued. We had to let that person get away with it. So why would we do that? Because we didn't see the value within ourselves. You see, resentment is interesting because the reason why we have resentment is because we were involved in the situation as well, to some degree. So in that situation, if somebody devalued you and you were involved, it's not the fact that you're upset at yourself about being devalued. It's upset. You're upset about the fact that you stayed in the relationship to be devalued because you didn't see the value within yourself. You see the two-sided, I resent the person for doing it, and I resent myself for being there and allowing it. I mean, think about it. That's real. That's real stuff there. And so we've got to learn how to let that go and begin to forgive the situation and begin to forgive ourselves, because that's the pinnacle of beginning to let go of these deep-seated resentments that will take over our mind share and will keep us from really moving forward and a happy, healthy life. Please check out my website when you get a chance, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com, and YouTube, same name, Ashley Burgess. You'll find my YouTube channel with new content every single week. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back this time, you know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about being more successful, letting go of resentment, anger, and fear that cause us to put our present life on the back burner and think about the situations that took place that hurt us and made us feel devalued and lowered our self-worth. In order to be powerful in your life, you've got to be able to see the positive power that you generate. And the only way to see and to recognize that positive power that you generate is to not only accept the fact that you have it, but to stop giving it away to other people. We have an interesting situation when we're codependent in relationships because we were raised in a codependent family household. We believe that we don't want anybody to leave us, and we're scared that if we speak up or we speak our mind or we tell the truth or whatever, that people will leave us because they won't love us anymore. We have a tendency of agreeing to whatever because we know if we don't rock the boat and everything's fine, life will be good. We have a tendency of agreeing to stuff that we don't even want to do. We have a tendency of staying in relationships that are no good. And all these tendencies really take us off target and make it very difficult for us to identify ourselves. And we have a situation with that that many of us must deal with. Because in order to really find our personal power, well, actually, in order to find your personal power within, you've got to stop being codependent. And in order to stop being codependent, you have to realize that it's okay to have your own thoughts and feelings. And also, you have to choose wisely in your relationships where other people actually respect you having your own thoughts and feelings, and actually you respect them having their own thoughts and feelings, so both individuals can be individuals, unique, solid, stand on their own two feet individuals, okay? And so that means that we have to let go of a lot of the preconceived thoughts and notions that if we speak our mind, they're going to kick us to the curb. If I say how I feel, they're going to find problems, and the list goes on. And many of you suffer from that a lot because you're constantly thinking that people are judging you, okay? And that's the thing that's interesting, is that in order to really understand our power, we have to understand who and what we stand for. Who are we? And I know people will be like, well, my name is so-and-so. That's who I am. Well, I get what your name is, but I'm saying, who are you? What do you believe? What do you stand for? What do you want your life to be, and how are you going to live your life? And what types of people do you want around you? We have the ability to create the life that we deserve. We have the ability to create the life that we want. Why would we create anything different? Why would we accept some substitute just because we don't want to rock the boat because we're scared? How many of you out there, and I'm sure many of you out there would be raising your hands if you're in the house, or you're in the kitchen, or you're in the car, have hung out with people that you don't even get along with because you just want to have people around? You would rather hang out with people that you don't get along with, that you don't see eye to eye with, that you got to hold your tongue with, because you don't want to be alone. And it's very interesting. And some of you out there are even married to people that you don't get along with at all. You just got married because you didn't want to be by yourself. And I know that some of you out there feel like you don't even have your own identity, because you really don't. We all have a unique identity, but we have to create that on our own. It's not someone else's life. It's not, oh, I do everything they want to do, so that's my identity. I mean, if that's what you want in life, that's fine. But later on down the road, you're not going to be that happy with that. You're not. It's going to be painful. And you're going to look back at the situation with a lot of resentment. And resentment never helped anybody. Because we have to realize that resentment is kind of like an addictive state of mind. Okay, when we hold on to resentments, we're not letting go of the past. When we're holding on to resentments, we're not getting through to solution. When we hold on to resentments, instead of saying, hey, I can make these changes, or I could do this, or I could do that, instead of that, we're holding on to these resentments, these fear, and this anger, because we're kind of scared to move on, because in order to let go, we have to move on from that, and we have to let go and let God in a way. That means that we have to literally ask ourselves, why were we in the situation and what could we learn from the situation? And I think that a lot of times we get resentful when somebody rejects us. And, you know, that's an interesting concept when someone rejects you. And I find that rejection is one of the best things that can happen. The times that I have been rejected are the times that, thank God, I look back and I'm so glad that they saw to reject that, because that would have been a horrible situation to be in. I've realized that when someone says no, sometimes it can even be better than yes, because you know which way not to go. And I think many of us have been trained throughout our lives to believe that no is horrible, no is evil, and anybody that says no to us is a mean, mean person. But in reality, I've realized that no actually can be a godsend, and it really is, because it makes sure that we don't go to places that we don't need to go. We don't need to connect with people we don't need to connect with. We don't need to have relationships with people that we don't need to have relationships with. And we don't need to go through that rabbit hole and down that rabbit hole to find that out. That can take a long time, years even, to understand. You know, I found that when we forgive ourselves for being in those situations that cause resentment, it's really powerful. But we also have to forgive the situation itself. So we begin to, because most of us forgive other people. You know how we hear, forgive thy neighbor, forgive this, forgive that, you know, for people that have gone against us. Yeah, that's a big deal, is forgiving them. And you got to honestly do it, because if you hold on to that anger, that's not going to help you. So you forgive them. Then you got to forgive yourself for being involved in it in the first place, right? And probably letting them devalue you. So you got to work on that. How do you forgive yourself for that? Well, you got to ask yourself, did I deserve this? No. Why was I in it? Well, because I was codependent, because I was raised this way, because I was raised in a codependent household. Did I know any better? No, I didn't know any better. Is there anything that I could have done that I didn't do? No. Okay, so when you start letting go of all these pieces and you stop with the guilt, all of a sudden life changes and you begin to understand that the situation you shouldn't feel guilty for, and you need to move on, let go, and to forgive yourself. So once you've forgiven the person, you've forgiven the situation, then you've forgiven yourself because you realize that you didn't deserve that in the first place. The next thing about after forgiveness is not just forget and forgive. Oh, well, let's forgive and forget. Well, you don't want to do that, because when we forgive and forget, what happens? We forget. And so forgiveness is golden, but forgetfulness is really not good. Forgetfulness gets us into the same situation over and over and over again. We don't learn. We don't process. And what happens? We fall into the same type of relationship again. God, how did this happen to me again? Must be a black cloud over me. God must be looking at me not kindly. The universe must hate me. That's horrible. And it's not true. It's the fact that you forgot that you were taken advantage of. You forgot about the situation and you forgot why you were there in the first place. So after we've forgiven ourselves in a situation, we have to ask ourselves, why were we in this relationship in the first place? Okay, so we piecemeal that out. That's something that I work with clients all the time. Why were you in this abusive, mentally abusive relationship? Well, we find out, we go back into the beginning and we realize that mom or dad was mentally abusive, right? So that's normal. Why do we accept that? Because we've always accepted that. So how do we overcome that and how do we not engage in that? Well, we have to build up our self-esteem that we never had, because if you were in a mentally abusive situation as a child, you didn't have a high self-esteem at all because they beat you down mentally and emotionally, right? So we got to figure out how to create that. We got to get rid of that negative broken record. And I've talked about that a million times on this show. The negative broken record that we all have in our heads. I've worked on mine. Yeah, I know how to do that. And so you have to let that go too, because that negative broken record is like, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, and all these things that you put into your own head that causes great destruction in your own life, right? Very powerful stuff here. This is not light. This is not like, oh, let's have an appetizer. You know, this is a hearty entree right here that I'm talking about. So it's like, okay, so then we got to figure out how we got there and why we got there. And once we figure that out and we deal with that negative broken record that's saying I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I'm not going to be loved, nobody's going to find me attractive, whatever it is. Once we figure out what that is, then we work to let that go. Because what happens here is when people do us wrong, we hold on to these resentments, but we also hold on to the identity that these people have given us. The identity, the things, you know, the names that they called us, the names that they called us, the making fun that they did, all those things that really took away from our self-esteem and our self-value, we think about, don't we? Don't we? And it causes us great harm. And so we've got to let go of that too, because if we take on that identity, and we shouldn't take on that identity, and we take it on, then we're going to take that into our entire life. That identity is going to ruin our life. That identity is going to put a black cloud over our life and hurt us mentally and emotionally. And that's not something that any of us want to deal with. That's not something that any of us want to take through our life with, because it's meaningless. It's only going to hurt us in the end, and it's going to cause us great pain. You know, so once we really work through that and realize the resentments and realize that negative broken record that was created within that relationship or throughout our whole life, then we begin to learn from that and understand who we truly are. Because we have to fight for it. We got to fight for our freedom. You got to fight for ourselves. And you got to fight for yourself. You got to stand up for yourself on this earth. If you don't stand up for yourself, nobody else will. It's just that simple. If you believe that you're good enough, and you actually believe it, you truly believe it, others will also believe it. If you don't believe that you're good enough, you're not going to be able to sell that bill of goods to anybody, because people are going to feel it a mile away. Stay tuned. I'll be talking more of this and more solution. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes. You could be
my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I am your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about letting go of resentment, anger, fear, how to really understand and learn from these past relationships that cause us pain and suffering, and how to take that pain and suffering and actually turn it around and transmute it to something that can actually benefit us to change our lives forever. Every tough relationship we've ever been in has a lesson to learn, but many of us never listen to it, we never learn the lesson, and we run through that cycle over and over and over again. It's not until the pain is so great that we go and see a therapist, and then we realize that we've been running this cycle forever. Well, instead of that, I want to help you on this show, because you know what? Life is not about pain and suffering. It's about, and the pain and suffering is part of life to learn, but it's also about being grateful and finding joy in day-to-day life. And so right before the break, I was talking about how we can forgive and we are supposed to forgive, because without forgiveness, we can't let go of our resentment. We have to forgive the person involved. We have to forgive ourselves for being involved. And we have to forgive the situation. But we can't forget it because we have to learn from why we were there. Why repeat the same pain when we can actually learn from why we were in it to begin with? Because usually these things are repetitive. They're repetitive to prove to us our value. Do we have value? Are we valuable? And we have to be valuable to ourselves. It doesn't matter if we're valuable to other people. Because first off, our value resides within us. If you don't have personal value for you, nobody else will. If you don't value yourself, you're not going to be around people that value you. It's just that simple. Okay? I wish I could say, oh, you don't have to value yourself. You don't have to unconditionally love yourself. Other people will come to your rescue and they'll give you the stuff you don't have and it's going to be great. Well, that's not the case. If you don't unconditionally love yourself and you don't respect yourself, you're going to end up getting in a relationship with somebody that doesn't respect you at all. They're going to take advantage of you. They're going to make you feel bad. They're also going to love you only conditionally by what you do for them, what you buy for them, what you give them, the sex, and the list goes on. Okay? And if you don't have that within you, it's like filling a bottomless pit. It's never going to be filled because nobody can fill someone's emptiness except for the person themselves. Okay? And I know that that seems very simple, but that's the crux of most issues in every relationship is the fact that you get in a relationship with someone, try to save someone or try to be there for someone or flip-flop it around and the person isn't happy and da-da-da-da and you're like, oh, I've given them everything. Well, you give them everything, but they haven't given themselves anything. We have to get for ourselves. We have to give for ourselves. We have to get for ourselves before anything else really matters. We have to love ourselves unconditionally. Not conditionally, unconditionally. We have to love our whole selves and work to be better than we were yesterday, right? And we can't expect someone else to love us unconditionally if we don't know how to. We can't expect anybody to respect us if we don't respect ourselves. And if we don't respect ourselves, we're getting into relationships with people that don't respect us. And they don't respect themselves either because they wouldn't be in a relationship with someone that didn't respect themselves. I'm telling you one thing. If you love yourself unconditionally and you have a good self-esteem and you respect yourself, you're not going to get into a relationship with someone that doesn't respect themselves and has a low self-esteem and doesn't love themselves. You're just not. Because you're healthy. A healthy person, a truly healthy person, is not going to get into a relationship with an unhealthy person. Okay, and there's so many levels and shades of unhealthy. And the thing that we have an issue with in our society is we look at someone and we go, look how unhealthy they are. They are in such bad shape. Oh my God, I think they're addicted to drugs and alcohol. Oh. And so we judge people based on our feelings of how bad off they are. And then we sit there and say, oh, but at least we're better than that. It's like the old analogy of like the Jerry Springer show. Well, at least I'm not on Jerry Springer. Those people are really messed up. At least my life's a lot better than that. And so the problem is that many of us are on the verge of really not being healthy at all, but we see ourselves as healthy because we're hanging out with people that are so unhealthy that it looks like to us that we are healthy. It's a very interesting dynamic, isn't it? Very interesting. And so, you know, when you're thinking about the situation, and you're thinking about the dynamic of being healthy, what is your self-esteem like? What is your self-worth like? Do you respect yourself? Do you not? And where did the lower self-esteem come from? And I'm not talking about ego. Ego is a totally different animal. Ego is a lot of what causes us pain and suffering. When you truly love yourself unconditionally, you've really let go of ego in its totality. You can't love yourself unconditionally and still have an ego. Ego is the stuff that separates you from me. It's me seeing myself as better than you. It's me boasting and bragging about myself even though I feel very low and in the dumps. There's a very big difference between being egotistical, being narcissistic, and having unconditional love for yourself. And there's a lot of things that you can read up on. You can look at my YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube, just go to Ashley Burgess on YouTube. There's a lot of things that you can read up about unconditional love, having respect for yourself, dealing with toxic relationships. Because we go into these situations to learn more about ourselves. It's not like the universe hates on us. It's because we're supposed to learn a lesson. And that lesson that we're supposed to learn is very important. And as we learn the lesson and we learn from our experiences, we get more and more powerful, internally powerful, and more grateful for the experiences that we've had. We don't see them as horrible situations that happened to us. We realize that we had to learn from that in order to get better. It's like going through training. You know, when you're going through training, military training, they're not like putting you through all this for pain and suffering. They're putting you through this so you learn. And if you haven't learned a module of the training, that's not good. All of us have to understand how to be healthy and happy. And all of us have to understand how to be, how to unconditionally love ourselves. But we have to get to the crux of who we are. And we have to let go of the things in our way. Anger, resentment, fear, sadness. And all that stuff that we hold on to that doesn't allow us to be who we truly are. You and I, everybody has a chance to be powerful and wonderful and positively amazing as long as you actually realize that that's an option in your life. If you don't know that that's an option, you can't have it because it doesn't exist in your mind. It's just that simple. It's like what I was talking about the car. When you see the ad for the car and you've never seen the car before, and then you see this ad and you go, wow, I didn't even know they made that car. And then the next thing you know, the next 2 weeks you're driving around, all you see is that car because you're paying attention because now you've seen it and it's in your mind. The same thing goes for your mind and your heart. When you actually unconditionally love yourself and that's within your heart, you can unconditionally love other people and you will be connected and drawn to people with that same frequency and that same love vibration that you also have. If someone doesn't have it, they can't see it within you. You can't force that hand, and you can't force them to see it. You're in two different states of mind, two different states of reality, two different places in your heart at that time, and it's just not the right timing. I hope this show has helped you, and please share it with your friends and family. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time, you know it. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.